It's just been announced that Baroness Thatcher has died this morning.
News of Margaret Thatcher's death arrived Monday morning. So we've had a week of pretty much nonstop media discussions of her life and policies. But one aspect of Prime Minister Thatcher's legacy that hasn't been much discussed here is her impact on British arts and culture. Lots of prominent British artists during the 1980s used their platforms to rail against her conservative policies, such as the filmmaker Mike Lee.
What's that?
It's a cactus, isn't it?
Oh, guess what his name is? Dunno.
Thatcher.
Because it's a pain in the arse, prongs you every time you walk past it.
That bit's Dennis.
And the singer-songwriter Billy Bragg.
Yet Thatcher rides by night, Linden ear, Linden ear. Yet Thatcher rides by night, Linden ear.
Billy Bragg is on tour in North America right now, and I've reached him in Canada to be on Studio 360 with me today. Welcome, Billy.
It's great to be here.
So when you first heard the news of her death, what were the first thoughts that flickered through your head?
Well, I think a lot of people in the UK would have thought the same as me, which is we would have reflected upon the damage that she did to our country in the 1980s and the elements of that which is still going on. Just recently, her successor as Tory Prime Minister, David Cameron, sought to introduce a law that penalises people who are receiving benefits if they have a spare bedroom. And it's that kind of spiteful politics that Margaret Thatcher introduced to the UK that I think is her hallmark.
Did you take pleasure in the fact that this week the old song from The Wizard of Oz, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, is charting in the UK?
Yeah, I guess there will be people out there who are wanting to celebrate in that way, but I don't think this is the time to celebrate. I was fortunate enough to do a show in Belfast the night she resigned, and I did enough celebrating for all of us that night, let me tell you, that audience. I think it's more a time for dealing with what we're facing now, the Britain that she created.
The beginning of your career, your 20s, coincided pretty much exactly with her term in office. Do you remember the first action, policy, whatever, by Prime Minister Thatcher that inspired you to write a song?
Yeah, it was actually something that was said by one of her ministers. They were cutting funding for school meals, free school meals for children of poor people. And when he was questioned on that, the fact that they'd increase the defence budget and cut the budget for school meals, he said, what's the point of free school meals if they're being delivered to you by Russian paratroopers? And I read that, I thought, that is so ridiculous. If this is going to be the justification for what they're doing, then, you know, it's going to come to all of us to really, certainly those of us who are in the creative sphere, to take up arms against them. And, you know, I kind of still believe in that 1960s idea that music should say something, should make a comment, should reflect the world. It's a bit outdated, that idea now, but in the 1980s, young people were still using music to communicate with one another and with their parents' generation.
And then, I guess famously, in their song I remember very well, your song Between the Wars, which came out a few years later during the miners' strike.
Yeah, I mean, Between the Wars really was my attempt to evoke that kind of consensus around a caring society that I'd benefited from and grown up in.
And as times got harder, I looked to the government to help the working man. But they brought prosperity down at the armory. We're arming for peace, me boys, between the wars.
Now, as well as you, lots of your fellow artists and filmmakers and musicians and novelists had this antipathy to Thatcherism that they incorporated into their work. So, perversely, wasn't she a good thing to provide something for artists to push against?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not sure a few good Billy Bragg albums is worth the price of lost industries and wasted lives. But Thatcher made me write in an ideological way, which I still write in, which conversely has probably kept me out of the charts.
Mm.
So although in one way, you know, she helped to define me, she also helped to marginalize me.
I was talking to a friend, a progressive English friend of mine, and this week, and he was saying, well, yeah, we all hated Margaret Thatcher, but after Thatcher came to power, I was able to get a phone installed in less than 8 weeks and didn't have to pay a bribe to somebody, the GPO, to get it. Do you see any, you don't see any net benefits to her?
Yeah, yes, your friend undoubtedly got his phone put in a lot quicker, but Rupert Murdoch was able to hack that phone thanks to the power that Margaret Thatcher gave to him. You know, no politicians are all bad or all good. That's perhaps what's so frustrating about them. And she undoubtedly did some good things, but mostly for her own people. She was very much a them and us prime minister. And, you know, that's still, I think, the way people feel about her in the UK now.
Do you have any favorite song from that era involving Mrs. Thatcher, like, that isn't by you?
Yeah, it's a song by The Beat called Stand Down Margaret that I loved when it came out. It's from the two-tone period. It's a ska song. And the ironic thing, we were listening to it in the dressing room before the show in Calgary the night that the news that broke that she died. And I thought, listening to that song, you know what? She did stand down in the end. I'm not saying she stood down because Dave Wakeling from The Beat told her to, but it was interesting in looking back at the music of that period and seeing that the pressure that we were able to put on, you know, ultimately moved not just through the supporters, but through our own supporters, through our own party, through our own cabinet. And she was forced to stand down.
Billy Bragg, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Billy Bragg's new record is called Tooth and Nail. He's touring the U.S. right now, and you can find out where at studio360.org. So what about you? Is there some song or film or novel that involved Margaret Thatcher that you love? Tell us at studio360.org. I see no joy, I see only sorrow, I see no chance for your bright new tomorrow, so stand down.